maybe this is another reason I'm a Mennonite, but one of the things that the Mennonites put a premium on is the separation of church and state. It's not difficult for me to work in a secular world, and maybe this is also the way I was raised with my parents, is that they were also Christians, very devout people, working in the context of public schools and public education. Students, in fact, in front of the class will ask me, what do you believe? And I say, you know what, I'm happy to discuss that with you in my office, but not here. I don't want it to look like I'm in any way trying to tell other people how to believe. Just like I don't want other people to tell my children how to believe. I don't want to be in the position of putting my worldview. I mean, I do want them to understand my worldview in general, where it's common to maybe all or virtually all belief systems. But where some of those systems are particular to my Christian faith, I feel very awkward about telling the students that's what I believe, at least in a public context. If they want to come to my office and talk to me about them, I'm happy to tell them what it is I believe and why. Because that then becomes a conversation that I think they're entitled to know.
One thing that people will note if they get to know you, if they watch you in action, is that you are living out your faith. In Quaker circles, we have a phrase, let your life speak. And I think you're trying to do that. So the speech of your life, what is it saying? Which of your deep values is it speaking?
You know, it's interesting because as a believer, I also sometimes think, oh man, what kind of example am I being? This is not the example. Sometimes I can get a little too indignant and somebody could really question, you know, oh, what kind of unpleasant person is he? I guess those things that I'd like to come out to emanate from the way I behave in public is as somebody who cares about our community and our world around us, who, you know, one of the things that I also appreciate about the Mennonites is that they love first, they serve first, and they ask questions later. And I know that some people can see that, you know, it becomes a little bit more of a, you know, an I'm okay, you're okay kind of approach to all worldviews. And I don't see it that way. I see the model of Jesus, for example. Jesus served first. He led with love and with peace and with a just approach, but he treated everybody as an individual. In a sense, Jesus was the first postmodernist. He would meet people on their own terms, at their level, and he would love them, address their needs. And only afterwards, then he'd say, this is what you should consider for the rest of your life as a way of being at peace within yourself and between yourself and God's creation. So to answer your question, that was long-winded. To answer your question, if something comes out from me, it's treating other people with the love and the respect that each one of us deserves. And the way it comes out, I think, for me is being interested in everything about culture, in people's music. You know, I ask my students, they have the little earphones in their ears walking down the hall. I say, what you listening to? Because I'm curious about, you know, what can I learn from them? Because what you are doing is valuable to me. And so just constantly be interested in what other people are doing. My interviewees in Turkey, I go to them and they're just, you know, why is a professor from the United States interested in what I do? Because I'm interested in what you do. You know, so this is what I hope my students will do too, is say, you know, everybody has things that we can learn from.